For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. Theater is our focus this weekend as we speak with Rich Copley, an arts and cultural reporter for the Lexington Herald-Leader newspaper. For example, Actors Guild of Lexington is reimagining a play that's been around a little while. It's based on a historic figure in Lexington history, a prostitute by the name of Belle Breezing. So what are they doing different, Rich?
This is a play that originally appeared back in the mid-80s at Actors Guild of Lexington. It was called, at the time, 59 McGowan Street. And it is sort of a memory play about Belle Breezing, who was a legendary Lexington madam, was reputed to have been arrested more times than anyone else in Lexington, but never spent a night in jail, and was sort of known by many of the powerful rich men in town and things of that sort. But it doesn't so much focus on that, as the story focuses on Belle kind of looking back at her life and really trying to find some resolution with the life that she has lived.
And talk about resolving a life. The theater group On the Verge decided to stage its newest production inside a funeral home.
Yes, they did. This is a play by a playwright named Jeffrey Hatcher. It's a pretty contemporary work, and it is called Three Viewings. And they are staging their production of it at the Millward Funeral Home down on Man of War Boulevard at Trent Boulevard. So this is what is called site-specific theater, where you present a show in the actual place that the action of the play would take place, like they did a couple of Lillian Hellman shows set back in the 19th century in some of the historic homes in downtown Lexington before.
It's a little risky, though. Not many people really want to go to a funeral home.
It is. It's a very different approach, but they say they're getting pretty good response, that that people are buying tickets, and that the funeral home itself seems to like this kind of different approach to take.
I wonder where they would do the Belle Breezing story.
Well, you know, there are some homes around town that she ran her business out of and that she lived in.
And finally, Kentucky Conservatory Theater, it's on stage too this weekend.
It is. This is kind of a different thing for them. The Kentucky Conservatory Theater is the group that presents Summerfest. And they also have an educational outlet that runs in the summer. And this show, The Impersonation of Being Earnest, is designed as kind of a showcase of their alumni and some of their former students. And basically what it is Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest, spiked with pop culture references to James Bond, Kesha, YouTube, and all sorts of things like that.
Rich Copley, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and cultural reporter for the Herald-Leader newspaper. You can find out more about what's going on this weekend by going to the newspaper, going to the Weekender section. All the events are outlined there. You can also go online to the WEKU website to our events calendar. It's at weku.fm. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.